well, didn't really have time to do any kind of preparation, or I suppose it could have looked a little harder to find somebody for Sunday school, but we might have a kind of a short one today. But I just take this as an opportunity. You know, I've shared with you in the past that I would like for us to have times when people within the church have the opportunity to share something that God has shown them, maybe in your Bible study, maybe Holy Spirit showed you something, or called you to do something, or just whatever it is. If you have something that the Lord has put on your heart since the last time we did this, I would love to have you speak up and share it with the congregation.
I'll do it.
All right.
I've known it a long time.
All right.
I spent 2 or 3 years in bed with my migraine. And at first I was blaming God, and what have I done to deserve this? That's what I thought at first. And then when I came back to church, after getting my stimulator, God told me that I did this for a reason, and I did it so that you could learn to be patient. And yet I did have to be patient because there were several setbacks to getting my stimulator. The first time they were going to do the surgery in May of 2017. Make a long story short, something in the paperwork wasn't, you may not even like it. And then I was supposed to have it done in June, and I had some kind of infection, and then I finally ended up getting it in July. And I've had it ever since, and I've grown closer to the Lord since that happened.
That is something that adversity does. If we're willing to allow it to, it draws us closer, causes us to focus on the Lord. So that's a good thing. It's a good thing that that's what it did. Because we can respond one or two ways to something like that. We can be angry, and I heard you say that. I went through a phase with that when I was younger, especially since we prayed for my healing. I grew up in a charismatic environment, and we believed in healing. And that was supposed to happen. You were supposed to name it and claim it. You were going to, and you believed it. It was going to happen. So I grew up thinking, well, Lord, what's wrong with me? And then it kind of turned that in on myself, but then, you know, if I wasn't angry at me, I was angry at him, because, hey, you didn't do what you said you'd do, and then I realized how stupid that was, and go back and be angry at me. But God was doing something bigger, and it took me many years to finally get to that place where I realized, you know what, it's okay, he's doing something much bigger than me, and if he wants to use me just like I am, then so be it. And the truth of the matter is, I would never have been here if it weren't for that. So I definitely can appreciate what you're saying. Does anybody else have anything they would like to share?
I do.
All right.
I'm new. Today is my first day here. Me and my son. I'm Lucy Morris. My son is Alex O'Coley. I came to be here today through Tabitha Curiel. She's the one that found you all and subsequently told me about it. I've lived in this community since 2012, and we came from Collin County, from Plano, Murphy actually, and my church in Plano is Shiloh Baptist, Isaiah Joshua there. And since I've been in this neighborhood, I've yet to find a home church. I did recently go to St. Luke Church, and I actually was going to join when I talked to them about if they had a special needs ministry She mentioned, she said, they sort of, they get together organically. And I took that to mean, no. So when Tamitha told me about this wonderful little church here, I thought, what a wonderful idea and concept, and let me go and check it out. So that's how I ended up coming here today. In our community, what breaks my heart time and time again are people, families, that do not allow their special needs children and or, well, not so, the children are taken care of in the school, but from 21 and beyond, what breaks my heart is, and I'm speaking from my experiences within my community, you all may have different ones, but what breaks my heart is that those adults are left with no, virtually no life, essentially no life. They're left in front of televisions, they're left nothing. My idea is that my son and every other person like my son should have a fulfilling, and can, not should, but can have a fulfilling life. But the thing and the way, the road to that is fellowship, is other people, other like-minded, like-kind people. If we cannot unite with those people in our community, that becomes all the more difficult. So when I heard about this church, and I'm sorry I hadn't heard it before, that's why I came, and that's why I'm here today, because I thought, oh my goodness, okay, well, this is wonderful. Okay. And you guys are small in numbers, but you're mighty in spirit and heart for just simply being here. And I love this. I love this smallness, because it brings that love closer together all the more. And I am happy to be here. And I know this affirms my feeling that it is possible when people come together. Everything is possible. So I thank you for allowing us to be with you today.
You're welcome.
Well, that is wonderful to hear. And I love the things that you're saying, because one of the things that I firmly believe is that everyone, if you are drawing a breath, God has a purpose for you. And that includes everyone. We've had folks, in fact, I need to go see one of them sooner or later. It's hard for me to get out and around the people, but I need to go see one right now. But we've got folks that have trouble even talking that have been members of this church. And I've always said, you know what? God hears your prayer just fine. Whatever it is that you can do, you do what you can. God's not worried about what you can't do. He wants you to do what you can to give Him what you've got. You probably heard the story about the widow who gives her two pennies, for lack of a better term. And Jesus said, well, she gave more than all of these people who just threw in their little extra that they have. And that's how I want us to be as a church. Giving all we got, whatever that is, because in God's eyes, that is priceless. So welcome, and I hope that we can make a way for you to have a home here if that's what you would like.
Thank you.
Wow, anybody else have anything you want to share?
Well, I'd like to say that I have said and done a lot of things. Hurt people's feelings, but it was not deliberate, and I want to apologize for it. And if I ever could say anything to them that hurt your feelings or anything, I want them to come to me and help.
Well, I appreciate that, and that is what we should do. That's absolutely the right thing to do. If we're offended by somebody, that we need to go to them directly. First of all, don't be telling other people, oh, I can't believe she said that to me. You need to go directly to the source. And Jesus tells us that in Matthew chapter 18. You go directly to the source first, and you work it out. But you know what you might find out? You know, sometimes the other person's wrong. Sometimes you might find out she would have messed up. But that's absolutely the right way to handle it, and I appreciate you speaking and saying that. And yes, by all means, go go to her, go to anybody that you have, you know, that submitted you by something that said, work it out. We need to be in unity. Hey, how many of us here? If we're not in unity, we're sunk. It's over. So let's make sure we stay together. Anybody else? This is awesome.
I'd like to bring out that we also have, like Kelly and Pam that are in wheelchairs. They're both in their 50s. But they've been coming here since they were in their 30s or maybe 20s. And this has been a long running church for 60 years. And myself, I've been here probably as long as Ruth and Kathy just about. And I've been married once before. This is my second husband. He had a stroke in April, and it's called glomerulophagia. So it affects his brain as far as speaking and whatever. He's not trying to, his expressions, they look angry, but they're not. So I'm looking forward to warning you. He doesn't express very well right now, but he's working on it. He's walking and doing a lot more around here than I anticipated for 6 months. But even the ones that are in wheelchairs and stuff will come, and they're independent, and they come through doors and stuff like that, and our handicap bus will help pick some up. But it's been a long run. It's a slow process. That's why we have church in the afternoon. Because it even takes longer for me to get dressed now.
Cindy, I don't think there's anything wrong with this hearing.
Yeah, he's been making some good facial expressions. Yes. What you said.
I said the first time I went to see him, I said, well, he's going to learn how to talk just so he can make everybody quit talking about him.
And those yes and no answers still don't help me sometimes. Yes, I want that, or no, I don't. Sure.
Is there an indication there that maybe there's some deliberate misunderstanding?
No, he still has to be there. He's working on it. He's got a long way to go.
Yeah. Well, that's what we need to be. I want us to be a launch pad. Come here, you get filled up. Part of the purpose of that, I hope we'll always have a group of people who stay and help make it work. But I want to see this be a place where people come and yes, get what they need, yes, be comfortable being around folks that understand what they're going through, but then having received what they needed here to launch out into the quote-unquote real world, do what it is that God made them to do. That's my vision. That's my hope for this church. Mm-hmm. I want us to be more than a care center. We need to be a care center, but let's also be a launch pad. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Wow. Anybody else have anything?
I'll say something.
All right.
Well, I grew up here. Most of these people know me from when I was back or so.
Yeah.
We're all families, born together. There for each other, we're looking at these, so. Yeah.
I'll jump in here.
You've been here long enough to find this place.
Well, I would just say that I haven't gotten to know you real well, but I have appreciated what I have known. That since you've been here and been speaking up, you have a sweet spirit, and we appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Edith, you were going to say something?
Yes. Several years ago, I had a counselor that in one session we were talking about probably the best place for me to hook up when it comes to church, because I had been going to one in Richardson. And he thought that I might not have a satisfying experience going up there because so many of the people were well off. And he couldn't have been any more right. And so I said, I just can't do this. I want to be with people that I feel like I have things in common with, whether it be just every day, that's about the way there's my goal. But I feel like I can just be myself here. And that's worth more than, what does it say, gold or silver?
Absolutely. You know, I that was one of the things that I appreciated when I came in here. The first time I came in here was late May, like maybe the last week of May, 2008, and my wife kind of drugged me here. I didn't want to come. We were in a church. It was a big church. It was a great church. Nothing wrong with it. And I'm like, can we not just be on that? Oh, it's not perfect. No church is perfect. You think about perfect church. If you ever find one, don't join it. You'll mess it up. Start your own. You'll just bring your problems there. So can we not just be happy? But she, keep her happy. I went ahead and showed up. And I just knew from that day, hey, we could make a difference here. We could be a part of this. We could be a part of making this even better. And I turned to my wife and I said, we can help here. We could be a part of this. I was sitting, and in many ways we're very traditional. Donald will come up in a few minutes and we'll sing our hymns. And we'll do things pretty much the way they've been done for 100 years. But then Priscilla gets up and does the Sunday school, and all of a sudden she starts calling out words of knowledge for the people in the church, telling them what's going on. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You know what? That's it to me. That's it. I can be who I am. Like you said, I can be who I am. I don't have to hide. So many times when you're in a particular church, if you don't believe exactly what they believe, you sort of keep the stuff that you believe different quiet so that you don't rock the boat, create a problem. I realized I wouldn't have to do that here. And that was an attraction to me. And so I definitely resonate with what you said there. Mm-hmm. And I promise we won't be rolling in the aisles, at least not on purpose. But I guess it's about 3:00, so it's probably about time to move on to the next thing. But I appreciate all of y'all sharing. I want to see us do this once in a while, whenever we have the opportunity. Because I believe that's part of what community, we don't have, we talked the last couple of weeks about community. We don't have as much time together as a lot of churches do. We just can't meet as often. It's too hard to get everybody here. So any time that we have that we can share, and particularly that we can share on a level that's a little bit deeper, where we get to know each other and can speak to spiritual things and help each other to grow in the Lord, man, that's awesome time. I want to see us do as much of that. And everybody has something to contribute. Everybody be able to share what they have heard from the Lord this week, or something that they read in their Bible time, so that expectation is created. That, hey, when you leave this place, your Christian life doesn't stop at the front door. It goes on, and you're learning, you're growing throughout the week, and you come back here with something to give. Amen?
Amen.
So thank you, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful church. Thank you for bringing me here. Even if you had to drag me, thank you for what you're doing. And we've been through this some hard times. It's not been easy. We've lost a lot of people. We've recently lost our pastor, and it's been an adjustment for us. But you are continuing to bless this body. You are continuing to show us how to go forward, how to be the people that you have called us to be. We are going to enter, I do believe, a new era, and things are going to start to turn around. You're not done with us yet. You're showing us a new way forward, and I am looking forward to seeing what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.